This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Junk's Company Live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan, and Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer, joins us coming up at 8:45 in the next hour.
Nice. Can talk about the fisticuffs. Early fisticuffs when the United States played Canada and the Kachuk brothers went off.
That's right.
Both of them got in fights in the first 9 seconds.
And you're going to have a rematch of that game Thursday.
Thursday, is that for the championship?
Well, they disrespected the anthem, right?
Yes.
Correct.
I kind of like it. I think the fighting sometimes is ridiculous, but I liked it.
Apparently their pops did it back in 96.
Pop was a tough dude.
Keith Kachuk got in a fight
with Claude Lemieux in the 1996 World Cup, U.S. against Canada. So it's like father, like sons.
Yep, exactly. All right. So we'll talk about that with Greg Wyshynski coming up at 8:45. Did any of you guys tune into the SNL 50 special?
So I wanted to watch it because the night before they did a concert. And maybe we can play a clip a little bit later. The concert was probably better than the actual show that they did on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The concert had Post Malone doing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Teen Spirit, not Team Spirit.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Hey, Post Malone stole the whole thing.
He stole the show.
With his performance.
Yeah. That was really good. So that was Saturday. I wanted to watch it.
It's a Nirvana thing, right?
Yeah.
Did he say he's going to put an album out of it?
He should.
So Saturday night they had that big concert, and I kind of wanted to watch on Sunday, but I forgot about it. So I didn't see the opening monologue. I watched, there was one almost interminable skit about New York in the 70s and New York in the 80s, 90s, going all the way through today. They did have a lot of the old timers pop in there. And I think the highlight was Eddie Murphy. I saw a ranking of who they thought was like the three funniest.
Yeah.
I disagreed with, I think this was on like Bro Bible. Mm-hmm. So it's just an opinion.
Yeah.
They had number three, they had Rachel Dratch, who does the Debbie Downer bit. So Robert De Niro showed up to the bar and she's just doing her thing. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of that bit.
Okay.
But they had Eddie Murphy number one.
Okay.
He portrayed Tracy Morgan in Black Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Was he funny?
He's going to play a clip.
You're all going to make some big money.
Minute. Tracy, don't you already have a lot of money?
Well, you gotta have a lot of money if you're gonna live like I live. I eat four cheese lasagna. If I only got three cheeses, I ain't eating it.
We hear you, Tracy Moore.
I refuse to ingest three cheeses.
You're right. Four cheeses. We got it. Tracy Morgan. Thank you.
Hey, that's not bad.
And then Tracy Morgan was
Eddie being funny.
Tracy Morgan was right next to him,
right,
playing like Darius or something. And then Chris Rock showed up.
Right.
So
I mean, there were some big names that showed up.
Eddie also did the Scared Straight skit with Kenan Thompson and Will Ferrell, where they were in jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was pretty funny. You should think.
Do you have audio of it?
You probably can't play. Probably can't play a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, it's
a very
raunchy.
Yeah, it's very raunchy.
Okay. Well, that's good. Now, the thing I have with him playing, he was very funny playing Tracy Morgan, but he's playing Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Eddie's as funny as he used to be, but that was good.
He's good in skits. He's good, in skits.
Yeah.
Well, the skits that I saw, though, that was probably the best one.
He's never going to be as funny as he was in the early to mid-80s.
I know.
Him at the peak.
I guess. I mean, I don't know why I had to stop being funny.
So I watched mostly kind of the end of the show. They had Paul McCartney closed it out. Guy's 82, still getting done.
Still grinding. Good for him.
Who did the opening monologue?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, okay.
I mean, you want to talk about a throwback. I mean, did that make anybody laugh?
I saw this only on Twitter. Did not watch it live. I'm a Steve Martin mark. Cakes went and saw him at MGM National Harbor
and
with Martin Short.
My wife and I were by far the youngest people in the whole the whole room.
Did he make you laugh?
It was pretty funny. I mean, Steve Martin and Martin Short together are
Martin
pretty
Short.
Funny.
Martin Short makes me laugh.
I mean, you think Martin Short isn't funny, you're a crazy
person. He's awesome.
They did a bit where Ice...
Jiminy Glick and Ed Grimley? Yeah, I mean, just...
Did they do that?
I don't know.
They didn't do Jiminy Glick?
No, but... Wow. I don't think Jiminy Glick was part of Saturday
Live.
That
was a side from SNL.
Oh, that wasn't SNL.
I don't think that was an SNL character.
But Martin was doing his monologue, and then Martin Short shows up, and then Ice takes Martin Short because he's Canadian. He doesn't have his passport. So they did that. Then John Mulaney showed up and said only two people that have done the monologue out of 894 murdered people. That was kind of a good joke. But I think the monologue was only like 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It should be, yeah.
So what were the ratings? Did they kill it?
They smashed.
They did well.
They crushed. They had like, let me see. The number was almost 15 million.
Wow.
202% above the average number of viewers who have tuned into each episode of SNL throughout its 50th season.
I mean, if you can't get ratings with every great celebrity that's ever been on the show.
There were so many people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they had Lil Wayne perform. I know Lil Wayne was upset he didn't do the Super Bowl, but I think he
got to do
the
SNL.
Saturday Live special.
All right.
So I watched like an hour or so.
We wanted to make sure that Bill would be here tonight, so we didn't invite him. And David Letterman is here.
David's here.
Wow.
He looked like Santa Claus?
Dude, the crowd was filled with Hollywood elite.
We can't forget the writers who have always been the heart and soul of SNL. In fact, let's please have the great writers from the past 50 years stand up and take a bow.
They're all outside on the street.
They were outside with umbrellas. Yeah. That was a good bit.
Didn't let them in.
The network's most watched primetime entertainment telecast, meaning non-sports, obviously, in 5 years.
Wow.
Well, I was intrigued to watch it. I didn't watch it again from start to finish, but
I was watching Daytona.
You did?
When there was 500 crashes in the first, 20 laps.
Mm-hmm.
It was nuts. First of all, they had a rain delay.
Right.
So the rain delay cost, I'm guessing it was a couple hours. And then they had, and that's when all the crashes occur, is in the first, 10 to 20 laps. But, man, there were so many of them. And, of course, my guy Blaney didn't win, so I was bitter.
None of our guys won.
Does Jason have any idea you missed out on the most NASCAR talk on the show in 10 years?
Really? No. Did you guys have bets on it and everything?
Well, we had a pool. We did two rounds, which was really stretching it for me.
Did anybody take Blaney?
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Sacktown Mike sent me a text.
I've never even heard of William Byron. He's won back-to-back.
Yeah, we kind of did that bit. That we didn't know a lot of the drivers the last few years.
Jeez.
Yeah, but Jimmy Johnson, right? Wasn't he in the mix?
He finished third.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
He's still getting it done.
I mean, I saw like Chase Elliott in the mix. I just saw that my guys weren't.
I thought Jimmy Johnson retired. Is he just
They do this bit where they're like owners and they come back.
So he's just doing limited slate.
Elio Castroneves was in it. He's a IndyCar racer.
Right.
He was like a celebrity driver or something. It was like a last minute thing.
Mm-hmm. Sacktown was upset. Denny Hamlin had the lead with the lap to go.
Oh, that was my guy. I was about to take down the pool.
Oh, you had Hamlin?
I drafted Hamlin.
See, when I watched.
And he finished 24th.
It's so weird. I watched.
It's a dumb sport. Can we all agree? It's kind of a dumb sport.
It was kind of silly. It's better than SNL. I promise you that.
Yeah, I bet it was better than SNL.
I don't know. I didn't see one left turn.
What were you watching? What did you watch on Sunday evening, if anything?
Can't even remember. I know I tuned in.
You were in North Carolina.
I tuned in and I saw them interviewing a million people.
Were you home by then?
I was home in the afternoon. Like Sunday, I got home at like 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon.
So what's going on in the Allville household? Did you watch something with, are you watching Paradise with your daughter?
I tuned into Daytona and it wasn't on, and then I just kind of forgot about it.
I know, but I'm curious. Can you remember
what
you did on Sunday night?
No, I can't remember what I watched. I mean, I got home. I tried to watch Daytona.
I'm assuming you watched something. Maybe you guys were just reading books in the Allville
household.
Of course
I watched something. I just can't remember exactly what it was.
You were just watching poker, weren't you?
We came home from the convention center Sunday afternoon. Or no, I guess it was Monday afternoon. And all that was on was we all just slept, like, for hours in the middle of the day.
Just beat.
And the only thing on was TGL. So I guess that could put people to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could have watched Cobra Kai or Love is Blind.
What is this text thread I saw that you're going back and forth with Clank David and White Lotus premiere?
I did watch White Lotus last night.
Like, tell me what's going on. I know heard.
Well, we talked about White Lotus, and he was in Thailand, which is where the season 3 is filmed for the premiere, and he's going to be in D.C. on Thursday. They're doing a premiere.
But so he
and he said if we want to come to the premiere on Thursday, just let him know and we can go to the premiere of episode 2.
No. Just get him in studio.
I said he could come by on Friday.
Does he have interest?
I think so.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Don't know what's going on.
Clank David. Would you still call him Clank David?
No, I think you probably call him just David now.
Yeah. I probably would call him Clank David.
I'd probably call him Clank David too.
If Awad walked in here, I'd call him Awad.
Yeah, I guess.
Ewad or whatever those guys' names are. Yeah.
Still calling him Cakes.
Nicknames never die. They never go away.
I think I would call him Clank David. That's crazy.
So I think I might go with my wife actually on Thursday night.
Yeah, I can't. Where is it? It's in.
There's like a screening somewhere in downtown D.C.
And he'll be in town for it.
He will be in town,
all over promoting it. Jesus,
I guess so.
We got to just get him off air to tell us like all the celebrities.
Oh, he probably has great stories.
He probably has a million stories.
Is he married with kids?
I don't think he's married.
Just single and just mowing through Hollywood starlets.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
I just a guess.
What? It's probably true. Why are you shaking your head?
You just have no idea.
You have no idea.
I know. You have no idea.
The complete opposite of that. Maybe he doesn't want people thinking that about him. Maybe he's a professional.
He's not that professional.
He wasn't that professional when he was 19.
He didn't change that much.
He didn't change that much. He didn't change that much.
He's still Clank.
How do you know?
Because none of you have changed. You're the same person. He's the same person.
Oh, man.
He just, he's a go-getter. Good for him.
Well,
he might be the same person, but he's probably rich now.
Oh, I'm sure.
So no, good for him.
No question about that. He's been associated with a lot of big projects.
Not all have been hits, though. We were part of the one that wasn't a big hit.
And that was early in his career.
The D-Train.
That's when he was hustling early.
Yeah.
God, it's still embarrassing to have our name attached to that bomb.
Nobody would know.
That bomb-a-rama. No. We know. That's, at the end of the day,
Is he a producer or director?
Yes. Producer, yeah.
He's got some big titles on his resume. All the financing, you put together all the pieces, right? Yeah. You're not really involved in like the
acting. It's not like behind the camera doing all that.
Yeah,
but there have been pictures. I remember years ago we talked about it. Pictures of him walking with Sillies that he has meetings with.
Yeah, I know.
He's trying to get in the movies.
Wasn't he photographed walking down the street with like Kate Hudson back in the day? Big Silly.
Yeah.
Penny Lane from Almost Famous. She's a big silly. And he's cavorting, walking around Hollywood with her. Good for him.
Mm. I would love that.
Props, man. Executive producer for most of these. That's pretty impressive.
He's a go-getter.
Look at him. He looks exactly the same. I don't know when this picture was taken, but exactly the same. Clanker.
He by far is our most successful intern.
Has to be. I mean, I would think.
You know, Kevin's done well, but David has far surpassed him. I mean, it's not even close. I don't think it's close.
He's got two Emmys, right?
I think he's got at least one.
No, I mean, he's a Hollywood producer of like some of the biggest,
like,
you know, shows.
Titles you've heard of.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right. Kevin's done great.
Right.
I mean, but Brett's done pretty good.
Yeah.
Brett's done really well.
Brett's done amazing. He's not in that Hollywood elite.
I'm the hot dog king of North Carolina.
I mean, it's a little bit different.
CK's our boss.
Yeah, that's right.
We've had a lot.
We've had a couple that have become reporters. Whatever happened to that girl that was like doing Alabama games or whatever?
Oh, that's right.
She was doing Nats games for a while.
She's still local. She's still doing a bunch of stuff. Okay. We've had a lot of
She was the dugout reporter.
Yeah. No, she still does a lot of stuff.
This show is just a launching pad for ridiculous talent.
For everybody but the jokes.
Yeah, somehow we're still left on the launching pad and everybody else is in orbit.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Anyway, I watched some of that Saturday Night Live special.
Yeah.
I won't watch any of the regular Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And I don't know that I could name a cast member except for Kenan Thompson.
He's been on the cast for like 22 years.
Yeah.
He's had a ridiculous run on SNL.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, I think it's kind of embarrassing. I think you got to... It's like being on a soap forever.
I mean, he's
making a good living.
Yeah.
Making a good living.
Good for him.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you how the NFL broadcast landscape could be changing in the future. We'll give you details on that next here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
From the Fan. Big changes could be on the horizon in the next few years for how you digest your NFL content. This from ProFootballTalk.com. The NFL's looming development of a full-blown Sunday morning international package has something that Netflix, given their global footprint, would be interested. But apparently Netflix is thinking bigger than the lower-profile, smaller audience slate.
Mm.
The streamer's chief content officer, whose name is Bella Baharia, told Matt Baloney of Puck that the company is interested in bidding on the NFL's Sunday afternoon games.
Wow.
They don't want the random like games from Munich and London and wherever else they're going to be broadcast from.
They want what CBS and Fox has.
They want the Sunday afternoon games that currently belong to CBS and Fox.
Apparently, the CBS and Fox deal goes through 2033, but the NFL can snap that deal 4 years prior. So in 2029, they can negotiate a new deal.
I don't have a problem with it. I have Netflix. Most people have Netflix.
Yeah.
If they put the games on Netflix, the only thing that sucks is if you do want to change the channel, it takes a few seconds. To move off of Netflix.
It doesn't suck for us.
That's a very first world problem.
It sucks for the people who don't have Netflix. And you know the Netflix number is going to go up.
Absolutely. But
right,
I mean,
right now,
who doesn't have Netflix it's already 2025?
Yeah. Netflix is already starting to go up.
Yeah.
It's getting very expensive to have Netflix.
But just imagine.
What is it? What are we paying?
It's close to $30.
We're paying $30 a month for that?
Yeah.
I remember it was $16-17 a month.
95% of the content is crap that you put on the background. They might have a handful of shows that come out yearly that are worthy of binging and watching and everything.
Yeah.
And you're paying $30 a month for
I still
crap.
Remember being such a dinosaur that
I thought it was for movies.
I would get
Netflix
really DVDs. I think we all probably at one point got Netflix DVDs and would send them back. Like their early business model.
Yeah.
And look what they've grown into.
I mentioned our good friend Paulie to Jess over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she said, "Does Paulie still do the movie thing?" I was like, "No."
DVDs?
He was sending us DVDs.
I mean, that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe more.
I watch a few of them.
That's why we called him Paulie Flick.
Full Swing I watch, which is the profile on the tour.
I guess
PJ
I watched
tour.
That.
Breakpoint was the tennis documentary. Also, focusing on certain pros. Those are cool. But a lot of these shows, Cobra Kai, I watched the first two seasons. I'm not going to watch this one, probably. Mm-hmm.
I watched it over the weekend.
The Night Agent apparently is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched that yet.
On a side note, Jason, I have to apologize to you.
Yeah.
Because for years, I've been doing this on your recommendation.
You're sleeping?
On
probably Narcos.
Then this weekend, I awoke from my slumber. And I watched the first episode of Lioness on Paramount Plus.
It's fantastic.
And the first episode, at least, was a 17 out of 10.
It's good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's right up my alley. And I've been Rip Van Winkle over here for years.
You're going to be hooked on that show.
I'm already hooked after one episode.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I'm going to have my daughter catch up, and we're going to watch it going forward.
The acting is absurd. It's so good.
Have you caught up on Paradise yet? Because you liked Paradise,
but then you said you were waiting
because your daughter has to catch up with
you. My daughter's got like grad school. Like she actually has like real stuff going on. So yeah, I'm stalled on after one episode of Paradise
because it's silly.
Hopefully it's good.
I've got one buddy
who told me Paradise is awesome, and then I got another buddy who says he watched one episode, didn't like it. So I don't know, but you got three.
Because
you got your one plus me.
But you and I don't really watch the same shows.
You guys are not. You don't see a lot of times we do.
Yeah. You and I kind of, but
Lioness, I might give it a shot.
I might give it a shot.
Yeah.
Lioness is fantastic.
Does it have more than one season?
It's got two.
What a bonanza.
And I think they're producing season three right now.
Very good.
I'm a sucker for Love is Blind, which is on Netflix. And there was some controversy this year. So that's where they get... It's not really Love is Blind, though. My wife and I were watching it. I was like, well, whenever they reveal who's on the other side and they meet who they've fallen in love with and are going to get engaged to for the first time, it's never like some 500 pounder on the other side. Right. Like they're bringing in all, you know, pretty good looking singles, right?
Mm-hmm. They should have a couple like really ugly.
Right. Because that would be a true test of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Right. But the controversy here is this one guy who was kind of I don't like to call him a short king because he's basically our height cakes, but he's a short king, right?
All right.
He ends up picking this girl. They meet for the first time and then they separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show her like a day later and she was like, something just didn't sit right.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought she recognized him from her Instagram.
Okay.
Or her Twitter or whatever it was, her social media, that the guy had apparently tried to follow her before. And so she then thinks, now they left this as kind of a cliffhanger. Like did you watch this, Valdez?
Is it like a stalker?
I mean, you're currently ruining it for me.
Oh, he didn't watch it. Well,
isn't this one of the biggest shows and it just came out a few days ago?
Yes.
Well, why are you ruining it?
Well, you don't know. It's just I'm going to ask these guys to interpret it. So she doesn't feel right about it because, you know, she kind of fell in love with this guy because he seemed to have all these things in line with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty good looking, okay? Probably a little out of his league, to be honest with you.
So what you're saying is it's calculated. He knew who she was.
Yes.
And he boned up on, like, her likes and dislikes. And
possibly.
She's like, oh, I can't believe I have so much in common with you. And it's because, hello, he's been cyber-stalking you. Is that kind of the gist of it?
Either did that or, just by coincidence, he starts hearing what this girl says, and he's like, oh, I think this girl that I followed, she's a smoke show. It wasn't really Love is Blind for him.
Got it. Yeah, I'm out on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Love is Blind. Like, I had my phase with those shows. And
For many years, you had.
Of course. And then Valdez, he took the baton from me for a while, but I'm officially free and clear of those dating shows.
No, you know what Valdez told me? And I was so proud of him because I've hyped up this show for a decade. He's like, I'm really into The Voice. He told me.
Well, he's into game shows in general.
Sure.
No, but he was really into The Voice. He's like, man, that when they do the... turn the chair bit.
I get it.
You get it, right?
It's really hard to describe, but the chair turn, they found their gimmick.
It's a great gimmick.
Who are the current judges?
They have it in Australia. They have it in Europe. They have them all over.
That's essentially the gimmick of Love is Blind, EB, except I'm telling you, they don't have some 500-pound gorilla on the other side.
They should.
Like a hot chick comes out, and then she's like, ooh.
You know what you guys need to start watching is the Latin Temptation Island. That's what you need to start watching.
Why, just because so many hotties?
Well, they're showing banging.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Yeah.
Go look up my
man Montoya.
I know what you're talking
about. And the trauma,
he's going through.
What network?
I don't know. I just watched the clips online.
What he's talking about is funny, because I haven't watched the show, but I know what he's talking about. Apparently, on this show, they bring this dude Montoya out to this huge monitor. Like, it's out by the ocean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, hey, look at what your girlfriend is doing while you're over here. This is a video of your girlfriend.
They legit show her banging.
And she's
she's like banging. She's in the hot tub, and he's like losing his ass. He's losing his mind. He's like crying. He's like ripping his shirt off.
I mean, yeah, he's screaming and running down the beach.
Going through it.
You have to explain how it works. And you have couples that go on.
Yeah, they have couples, and then they're on their side of the island, and then they have hot.
They split them up. Yeah, they split them up.
Yeah, and they tempt them with hot sillies.
Is Mark Wahlberg the host?
I don't. It's the Latin one.
I don't know. I just see Temptation Island, New Paradise.
It's the Latin version, man.
Nobody even knows what's going on.
It's not really me, man.
Because it's in Spanish.
Yeah.
But it's not even like, oh, they're under the sheets like they would show on Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
This guy is jackhammering this girl.
Yeah.
Can you send me the clip?
He sprints back to the cabana to like try to go find her, screaming her name. It's unbelievable.
Will you send me the clip?
Just type in Montoya on Twitter.
It's all over the place. And then he's punished because he went to the other island.
Yeah.
So as his girl's banging some other dude, all of the boys have to describe it to him. He can't watch it. So all of his counterparts,
Montoya,
are getting the third. He's getting the third degree from all his friends.
Oh, yeah. Joning.
It's actually Montoya. Joning. Montoya's breaking the internet right now.
They got to get Montoya off this damn island. I mean, this is just detrimental.
He's down on his knees.
Yeah, they got guys playing his girl butt like a bongo. I swear it's butt bongo fiesta in the pool.
He can't believe what he's seeing.
Yeah, he's
so they're showing like bedroom, and then he runs off. Is he running over there?
He's running to get his girl.
Because she's banging. Feed?
Yeah, he's watching a live feed of her.
By the way, I'm reading. I didn't know anything about this. I'm reading. Here's a sentence from this article.
He's in a full Montoya. He looks like Usain Bolt.
Says Montoya is a reality TV animal, having previously appeared on The Language of Love. So that guy just bounces around on the dating shows.
I mean, it's just him running around the beach like, "Donde está? Donde está?"
Where are you?
I mean, yeah, they're showing. Okay, so they're showing under the cover banging is what they're doing.
It's not banging, like Drab said. It's jackhammer.
Yeah. I mean, this is like stuff you'd
poor Montoya. Yeah.
It's Skinamax.
Yeah.
And then you have these. Then you have these silly.
Oh yeah, I see the jackhammer.
Yeah. You see the silly Latinos walking around in thongs with their butts out nonstop.
Is it only Montoya's girlfriend that's having sex everywhere?
Well, Montoya got his shot on the island, and you can see what he did.
What did he do?
He got his revenge.
After,
yes. And then she got all bitter at him for banging after she banged five dudes on her side of the island.
Anita is the one who was cheating. So his girl, Anita, went to Temptation Island, and she became a cheetah.
So hold on. But are the other couples doing this? Like, are they?
Not on the level of Montoya and his girl.
All right. Here's the full video of Montoya getting his revenge on Anita.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's crying, and her mascara, she looks like a raccoon.
That's the one. She looks like she got punched in the face.
Yeah.
It's because the mascara's rolling down her. Well, you did the same thing to him.
I know, exactly.
How could you be so upset? Well, he definitely got his revenge.
Wow. It was in a pool, too.
So, but the other couples, nothing's going on. This
Is
guy's
just them?
Stealing the show.
Yeah, they stole the show.
They're the stars. They're the superstars.
But we don't even know what network it's on or anything. Is it on like?
Couldn't tell you what
it really just
it's
like
on.
Magically
Yo,
appears.
It's on Twitter. It's all over Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, my timeline is filled with Montoya.
That's
clips.
Where it is.
Yeah.
That's where it lives.
So it says that the U.S. version of Temptation Island lands on the streaming giant March 12th, hosted by Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, man, I hope we have blockbuster ratings, man. We need to import Montoya.
I mean, there's no way.
Onto our island,
there's no way the U.S. version is this graphic.
No, it can't be. It's impossible.
I remember watching the original Temptation Island, and you're just like, it's insane. Like, it would be couples show up, and they're on the bubble of a breakup or not, right? But they've been together for like a year or two. And then they split them up. And then
provide them with gallons of alcohol.
That's patently unfair. Like if you're on the bubble of the breakup and you're just getting plied with booze and chicks walking around in thongs,
right.
Of course you're gonna break up. Of course you're gonna go
Then don't they even like bring them out almost like a beauty contest? So like they'll have like the four or five guys, right? The girls leave them, and their girls are doing the same thing on another island, right? But the guys will be there. They're supposed to be in these committed relationships, and then they'll bring in just hot babe after hot babe, and then they'll pick them,
yeah.
And then they'll be, you know, and then they'll have dates with them and that sort of thing. Yeah, I haven't watched the show
well,
in years.
Well, now Bickles, but he's hooked.
No, I mean,
he's hooked on Spanish Temptation Island.
No, I would watch the uncensored version.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I would watch it, like, get rid of the covers. Let's see what's going on.
But see, that's why Netflix costs so much, bringing it back to the football. Right. Yeah, they want football, but they have to have all this other content out there.
Well, like you say, we all have Netflix.
Yeah, the people who don't are going to be really pissed.
But think about the average Joe that's grinding, that's just barely paying bills. They don't have
Netflix. Wait till it's $75 a month in 2029.
Right. That's coming at some point. That's going to keep going up.
I'm cutting that.
Not when the NFL shows up on it, you're not.
Well, you know what?
Not if they have the NFC package.
I'll miss a few games. I don't care. I ain't paying $75 a month for Netflix.
You know how Valdez and I and some of you guys, I think, might also, you know, have certain ways to get a lot of channels. It's like legal or whatever. It's some shady thing. I don't know, but it's supposedly legal. I can't get Flow Sports. I want to watch your nephew.
Flow Sports,
I can't
a thing?
I got
to pay
for it.
You have to pay for that.
No, I know, but I'm supposed to have the thing that has everything. I can watch every pay-per-view of
You're
everything.
Supposed to have a workaround.
I can't watch JP's nephew play the home games because it's on Flow Sports.
Maybe I've never even heard of Flow Sports. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I've heard of it, and I think I've even paid for it for once for one of my kids, but you know, I don't pay monthly for it. Might have paid it for one time. It's supposed to be on our thing, Drabby. Valdez.
Well, not that many people are dying to watch Villanova against
Yale.
Yeah,
I have so many crappy networks on that thing. There's so many channels.
I don't have that thing.
Yeah, well, you're missing
out. I don't
out.
Have that thing either. Maybe I need to get that
are
thing.
Are they clear? Are they grainy? Well, I mean, what's the...
There's no downside. The only downside that I find is that it's streaming stuff, so it's like... Maybe a minute behind. So, like, I don't like
delayed.
To watch the NFL a minute behind.
Right.
I had a thing in the late 90s where I could get all the channels,
it's very
including
similar.
Spice.
It's very similar.
Vivid or whatever was
do we get porno
around
on
back
that thing?
Then.
Oh, we don't get porno. Yeah, that's the only thing.
That is a downside. That hurts a little.
How do they not have porno?
That's a great question. Look into that. Yeah. All right, coming up in about an hour, we'll be joined by Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, senior NHL writer for them. We'll talk Four Nations Faceoff and more with him at 8:45. So Maryland notches a big win over Iowa this weekend at Xfinity Center in College Park.
Yeah.
But some of the optics.
They've only lost one game at home.
Yeah, they've been, I think they're 15-1.
Marquette's the only team that beat them, yeah.
16-1 at home. Really good home record. But the crowd optics, at least early in the game, from the student section, were not great. Like, the wall was not full. I don't know if the other student section behind, kind of close to midcourt, that's usually full because it's down close to the court. But why aren't students going to Terps games? Like, the Terps are actually good. They're a tournament team. Like, why aren't people showing up at Xfinity Center?
For some reason, I don't know why. I mean, in 2023, they ranked 13th in the country in attendance.
Right.
2024, it dropped to 22nd. But they weren't good last year.
At least with this game, I brought my son back to campus, and I guess that's a little small part of the problem, is my son is a current Terp. He wasn't at the game. He was home instead. So I'm bringing him back as the game is letting out. And there was traffic everywhere. It seemed like there were a million people at the game.
It only takes a few cars to
I'm guessing it filled up at some point after they showed some of the crowd shots early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they're having issues drawing students out consistently to games. And it's a little confounding because this team's good. They're ranked. They're winning games at home.
It's a longtime pet peeve of mine, but there are exceptions when... Look, it's a bandwagon town. Mm-hmm. Maryland students are no different. I went there. I got 2 degrees there. JP went there. All your kids went there. Mm-hmm. I love the school. But the fans typically like to only go to the big games. Back in the day, it was like Duke of North Carolina. Those were the must. And then they would have a big game maybe against UVA or against Clemson. And I would be just be, I'm like, how come no one's here? Like, don't they understand how big this game is?
Yeah.
Right.
And now it's the Big Ten, and now I assume, because I don't go a lot, I got a life, but, you know, it's probably Michigan State, I don't know.
Indiana, Michigan, Michigan State.
I bet those are the big ones that people are going to. Probably the Ohio other ones, State. They're not, and especially when they've been kind of down the last couple of years. Now, this year they're up, they're playing mm-hmm. well, but it's a bandwagon town. It probably didn't include into those drunkies that they're good.
I'm just wondering.
Somebody needs to tell them.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know what the attendance is like this year, where they rank nationally, but 2 years ago, and that was Willard's first year, they were top 13 in the country.
They're probably just excited about it. I'm telling you.
Right. I mean, you got a couple really good players, three really good players this year. I mean, Derek Queen's going to be an NBA player, but they've got three or four really good players. They're ranked. They're going to the tournament. Only lost once at home.
Last year, they were 22nd nationally.
Yeah, it slipped last
year.
It's
not bad.
But they weren't very good last year.
It's just a bandwagon town, and it extends to college.
But they're basically saying that it's the students. So I don't know. We need students to call us at 800-636-1067. If they were, would even be up? And there's almost no chance. Tell me the reason why the students aren't going to
Same
the games.
Thing. They're stupid. They just want to go to whatever's fun. And they don't realize, they probably just don't realize that they're that they're good this year. I bet you those drunkies don't even know. And I'm a former College Park drunkie. They just don't know.
Well, they have two games upcoming this Thursday, Southern Cal comes to town. I don't know if that's going to put a bunch of butts in the seats.
No.
But then next Wednesday, I mean, I would assume the place is packed for this game. Michigan State, ranked top 15, comes in on Wednesday, February 26th.
What time is that game? 6:30? All right.
6:30 tip. There's no excuse for students not to go to that game. Like, most of your classes are done before 6:30. It's a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Go support your team. Go to the Xfinity Center.
Mar, do you have a theory? What school did Mar go to? I can't remember.
He's Radford? Radford.
Is he a Radford Highlander?
I mean, those guys are totally wrong.
He's not a Terp.
Big South.
Yeah. What, you have a theory? You have no theory. On the Terp students, why they're not supporting? You're a young guy. It's just not a hot ticket to the kids.
Yeah, I just think college basketball, like, unless you're like a premier school. I'm not saying Maryland isn't. I mean, you guys have
we're come and go. We come and go.
Yeah, I think it's just those midweeks. There's other parties. There's other things to be doing rather than go watch a Big Ten clash against Eastern Michigan, whoever.
My son just texted me
Michigan State at that point of the season.
My son just texted me an interesting theory, and actually Jeff Ehrman writes about kind of this, but my son said, I know the answer to your question. Admissions got 10 times harder, so they're drawing less students who'd be interested in going to the games.
Wow.
Ehrman mentions that one of the theories is...
Well, you got to be dumb to like basketball?
No, one of the theories is that the students are more studious these days.
I think I know where you're going on that.
Maybe that's a component of it, but don't even studious people want a release every once in a while? Go watch a hoops game, have some fun.
Yeah, it's a social.
Are they
aspect.
So busy that they can't block off 3 hours? Maybe they are.
But I think you're right. When Michigan State comes and Izzo comes to town and they're 20-5,
I mean, that place has got to be just packed.
It's not a late game. It's not a 9 o'clock tip.
Right.
So I would think they're going to have a good showing there. But yeah, I mean. I can't imagine that, you know, people are going to come see USC. Not USC isn't that good, but.
But what if that is true?
Michigan State will draw.
What if that's true? If that they've the standards have gotten higher, mm-hmm. so you have more like bookworms that are hitting the library, more nerds, and they just don't care about going to the basketball games. It's less of a party school.
Part of it. I mean, when I
less of a party.
The
last time I saw Brett in Chapel Hill, he was basically saying like. The academic requirements are so high at Chapel Hill. Like
Carolina kids don't
people
party
don't come
that
in
much.
And just get blackout drunk all the time.
Yeah,
and
ECU much better for business.
We sell more alcohol in Greenville.
I don't see North Carolina, the Dean Dome empty though, or Duke.
But that's iconic. In college basketball, there's different.
Also, Duke has a much smaller capacity, right?
Yes.
Used to be like a really hot college basketball area.
Duke's probably 5,000. Cameron's probably 5,000.
Well, Notre Dame doesn't have a problem filling its football stadium.
Again, tradition. Iconic. I mean, well, they live
Maryland
for it
has a national championship. This is a great program.
Bandwagon fan base. Trust me.
Well, that's
I'm a Terp. Okay. I'm a Terp. I know it. I've been there. I lived it. I would go to all the games, and I would be furious that they wouldn't go to other like big ACC games. It made me crazy.
Cameron holds 9,300.
That was a 9,000?
Yeah. Okay.
It's so small, though. When you go in there, it feels like it holds 5,000.
Yeah.
There's still enough students that like to party and go to games. I mean, how many students are in the student section at Xfinity?
Don't know.
4,000 or 5,000?
2,000 or 3,000, maybe?
I would guess. Maybe not 4,000 or 5,000.
I don't know. You have the whole entire wall and then everything
maybe
lower.
Maybe it's 4,000 or 5,000.
I would say it's around there.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, because Xfinity's 17,000, right?
A third of it, this is called a third. It doesn't take that many students to fill a third of the arena.
Yeah, how many people are on campus? It's a commuter school, but what, 50,000 people go there?
Huge. I mean, how many students they have, yeah. I mean, I would think that there's got to be other reasons.
Not a left field theory, because I'm reading Ehrman's article, and the third sentence is, some have attributed to a more studious student population thanks to the university's rising academic profile and stringent admissions, which is exactly what my son texted.
Well, if you want to fill up the arena... Lessen your standards.
Bring in some dummies.
Yeah, like, lower the standards just a little bit.
Like you said, they have smart kids at North Carolina. I'm assuming that they draw better. It's the nature of the town. Just a bandwagon town.
I do remember when we had Willard on, he mentioned something about the students going to the games. Like, it's definitely a point of emphasis.
For sure.
For even the head coach.
Yeah.
Right, he wants a pumped building.
Well,
he wants the student section full.
Does he do the bit that Gary would do, where he'd immediately talk to the radio guys and they broadcast it to everybody in the arena?
I don't know.
Does he do that? Because that was a big thing. Because Gary would always kind of like talk to the students.
Right, he connected.
He had a connection with the students. Man, 100%.
Got to get Naki on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? That's good. Get Naki on. See if he can. If he has an answer for it.
I mean, there's only 5 games.
There's
left.
Not a lot of games. 3 home games left. They have SC, they've got Michigan State, and they close out at home with Northwestern.
Right.
I know the Northwestern game won't be packed because, that's just a boring hoops program. Who's going to go see Northwestern? But go support the Terps, no matter who they're playing.
I think that
should be the message.
When they're playing schools in your conference, when they're playing conference games.
Every conference game is big.
You've got to go, yeah. Conference games Ivy League. It's huge.
Northwestern could be for the regular season a Big Ten championship.
Yeah. All conference games, that's my point. All conference games are big. And, if you could say, this used to be a college basketball town.
Yep.
I mean, they still have good programs, but it's just like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like the support is there like it used to be.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into the NBA All-Star Game. Big surprise. It was a bit of a bummer and a downer. We'll get an NBA All-Star Weekend when we come back.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.